La lettre pro de la radio, le podcast.
And we are at the World App General Assembly at Pullman Paris Tour Eiffel. WDAB17 is the Twitter hashtag if you want to tweet or look at what happens here. 200 experts from across the industry to discuss the future of digital radio and one radio and podcast session brought to you by lalettre.pro. The French daily radio industry news website. Together with us now is Rainer Müller, the technical director of BLM in Germany. You are the technical director of BLM, the new constituted media authority for private broadcasting in Bavaria, responsible for all technical issues and handling and distribution of private programs in Bavaria via cable, satellite and terrestrial way. Ole Slot, managing editor, Extra Bladet, Denmark. You spent most of your career in the media industry as responsible for Extra Bladet Radio. Your primary job function is general management with special focus on the editorial board. And we have also Antoine Baduel, the President Director General of Radio FG, CEO of Radio FG. You are a reference in the world of the electronic scene and more generally DG. Managing Director of Radio FG and FG Recordings Label, Director of GIE Les Indes Radio, and a few years later, Vice President. Gentlemen, thank you very much for being with us today. So we're going to start with you, Rainer Müller. Germany has made a big move towards digital radio. What's next now? What's to come?
We had made a big move to digital radio, that's right. And now the next step will be that we will license a second nationwide multiplex with another 10 to 14 programs, which will start at the end of next year. And then we will have two nationwide multiplexes with, in sum, around about 25 to 30 programs on air at the end of next year. And this will be a very great impact for the development of DAB in Germany. But on the other hand, we have a lot of activities in the states of Germany, in the Länder, it's called Länder. And for example, in Bavaria, we have Länderwide, statewide networks with 15 programs and regional multiplexes with up to 15 programs. So in sum, we will have now around about 40 to 50 programs in some cities in Germany, and at the end of next year we'll have 60 programs on DAB.
So what's the feedback from the consumer? Because we're here to try to talk about consumer and listener. What is the feedback regarding digital radio?
The feedback in Germany is very good. We have in whole Germany, we have 15% of the households which have digital radio nowadays. In Bavaria, where digital radio is better covered, we will have up more than 20% of the households, and it increases very rapidly. So that we think that we at the end of this year will have more than 20% households in Germany overall. And especially in Bavaria, it will be over than 25%.
A lot of receivers.
So. A lot of receivers, a lot of programs. And so the acceptance from the consumer, from the listener, is very good in Germany. It increases and increases, but it is not a revolution, it's an evolution. And it takes time.
It takes time, yeah. So RTL Radio was not is not present on DAB. Do you think they will answer in the next call for tender?
Excuse me, which?
RTL Radio.
RTL Radio, no. RTL Radio has made no applicant.
Where are they?
Applicant. Well, I don't know. I know the CEO of RTL Radio very good. He's a friend of mine, and he's sitting in Berlin, and he's one of the opponents of DAB. I don't know why.
And do you think they will get into the national multiplex?
No.
They don't
ask for tender.
Okay, well, let's let them do what they want. Ole Slot, Denmark, Extra Bladet Radio. Can you tell us a little about what happens in Denmark and what is your role in digital radio?
Yes. Very, very recently, we got the DAB Plus system in Denmark. And we have a new concessionaire. So that gave us, as a newspaper, websites, media industry house to the opportunity to launch, relaunch actually, our radio. We have been on the internet for the past 2 years with no listeners, between zero and none, uh-huh. I guess. And the DAB Plus system gave us the opportunity to get on a nationwide broadcast network. So now we cover 90% plus the area of Denmark with the new DAB Plus system. And we will try to make a commercial radio with very low costs. We have no hosts. Everything is pre-programmed, except for our news, which are made directly from our website. Mm-hmm. And we have speakers who speak up the news whenever they happen. And then we, via a system, broadcast the news in between the songs. And I hope that others will join us, because the radio market in Denmark has been very divided between Bauer in a national sense. It has been divided between Bauer with commercial stations on one hand and DR, the national broadcast, on the other hand. Mm-hmm. And they have both been very talented in capturing the digital markets, both internet and DAB. But with the new concessionaire, as from October 1st, we have the opportunity to penetrate the market, hopefully, with a concept which is suitable for us as a media house with no experience in radio so far.
Yeah, that's what it is important. Yeah,
I think it's a very good example for that. I'm responsible for terrestrial distribution of private programs in Bavaria, and the FM frequency range is fully booked. And we have no chance to develop these, so we have a closed shop at the moment in FM radio. And when we will, that new programs will come to the market, the only chance is on a digital way, IP and DAB.
The good side with terrestrial is like you don't have too many opponents, because, and that I will ask now Antoine to take the microphone, because digital, you have a lot of competitors in digital.
Of course. First of all, when you're observing the landscape in France, it's completely, I would say, schizophrenic, because as the big groups refused to commit themselves on the DAB, the offer and the programs that are supplied are completely different from the FM landscape.
Which is good,
but you get weak operators that may go bankrupt, and you got a lot of multiplex that are 50-40% full, because the situations of bankruptcy are not exceptional. So I would say that yes, DAB is an issue for France. It's the last one, it's the last chance, because if we lose this last train, the digital competition won't be the newcomers or the new operators and whatever. It's going to be Spotify, it's going to be the GAFAs, and these companies will be much stronger than the groups themselves, who only have a French mark or a European brand for a few of them. So, I mean, according to me, DAB has several advantages. The sound is good. The national programs still have a big problems on highways, for instance,
because
spectrum is saturated. So highways is the combination that allows 50 frequencies in every single big city in France, and then it can be dangerous searching its program while driving. So it's much better to have a national wide multiplex for the people driving on the highways and the national route. And then you got a sound quality, because in the cities, in the big cities, because the spectrum is saturated, the conditions, the listening conditions are awful.
really. Sometimes you get you can lose your program, especially in the tunnel. So I think the digital enemy is not the French editors or the French radio or the European radios themselves between each other, but these are the big players, internet players, that supply a different service. And the next question we should ask ourselves at the same time now than launching the DAB will be, how can our program supply something different with advertising, which is a weakness compared to Spotify, because the competition is with those pure internet players.
Only slot.
I think that one of the other advantages about the DAB system is that it's actually independent. In Denmark, it's state-owned, but privately operated. But every new technology shift or every new technology's growth is quite often made by either Facebook or Google. And they own the customers. With the DAB system, you have actually, you can capture the listeners as in you own your own customers. So in that sense, it's independent, which is good.
And your listeners are not datas, they are free listeners. I mean,
they
choose what they wish. And the first argument, the first point the listeners expect from DAB Plus is getting my program everywhere in my country and getting the best sound ever compared to FM that sounds like a dirty MP3.
I'm a father, and as a father, I must say also that I want my kids to have to listen to things that is also controlled. And the authorities here are making the work in terrestrial while they are not doing that on a digital scale. So so that's also a danger for the consumer and for the parents.
Coming from a regulator. Yes, this is a problem.
Yes.
This is a problem because the internet isn't controlled, isn't licensed, isn't. There is no regulation. And everybody in the world can make a radio stream, an internet stream, and then you as a consumer can consume it. And in radio programs, in terrestrial radio programs like DAB or FM, you have a regulation from this country. And all the programs which are licensed, they are making radio under some rules. And this is very important, especially for the younger population. But I have another point for DAB. When you look at the market in internet is worldwide. The competition is worldwide. And you have great players where small radio stations don't have any chance. And in terrestrial, in broadcast distribution, we have state or nationwide competition. And this is a competition where also small stations will have a chance to will be fined, will be heard. And the market, the business model, of DAB is the same as in FM. You have the more listener you have, the more advertisement you can sell, and the more money you can earn. In internet, it is absolutely disruptive, because the internet platforms, they will be a gatekeeper, and they will earn with your program their money. And you, as a programmer, you get a small percentage from all the advertisement. And I think this is a problem for the whole branch.
You lose the control.
Yeah. And you're not owning your datas.
Antoine
and this is also something very important. Because the datas should be the ownership of each country. I mean, it's not normal that the GAFAs know the behavior of a population of another country, a foreigner country, better than the government of the same country.
Yeah.
And I think the datas, as they are datas in the digital internet consumption, but there are no datas in the DAB, this is a point that is really important. On the other hand, there is also the question and the problem of the availability of a program. I mean, if you're on the internet and one of the GAFAs thinks that your program is not suitable or is not dedicated, or they have a competitor themselves, they publish, and they prefer their program to be better presented than yours, what can you do? You're not owning the access. And that's what you said. It's a regulated national spectrum. And that's the point. So according to me, the big mistake, but it's an historical mistake the French groups have done since the last 15 years, even if it's an honor for the newcomers like my program Radio FG, it's thinking that we would be the competitor because the big competitor are the new actors that are now coming and that are making them as weak as the new actors and the newcomers on this industry. And that was a big mistake. Anyway, it's the last time, but it's not lost yet. So everyone should commit himself, be a little bit humble, forget the past.
That's hard in France.
Yes, but, you know, facing the reality, everything's possible.
So we still have good news. I mean, the World Dab here, a lot of people came to this General Assembly. I think it's pretty impressive. Not just because it's in Paris, and Paris is nice. It's also because they are coming and you feel it. You feel that people are staying. I don't mean that they were not staying before, but on the second day it was a little. Today, everyone is still here. More than 200 people are gathering here, which are really the top of the top of the people developing radio and digital radio. So we still have good news with Norway. Do you think it's a kind of earthquake? And that will be the last question to all three, because you have to go and eat. But before you go to eat, we have to take a picture. Is it a little earthquake that that Norway announced it to switch off, Rainer Müller?
I don't know whether it's an earthquake, but it's a very, very, very good example for the other states, other countries in Europe, that they can go their way up from analog to digital. But each country needs their own way, because we have different structures, radio structures, different regulation and so on, different markets. And therefore, I think yes is a best case, but and you can pick up all they have learned for your own transition or migration from analog to digital, which takes a long time, up to 8-10 years. But it's not an earthquake.
Okay.
In Denmark, we actually had a similar decision on a government level, because we decided that if digital listening exceeded 50%, and digital as in both internet and DAB, exceeded 50% in 2020, we would be beginning to shut down FM.
So it's a little like UK.
Yes, but this this decision has actually been postponed.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's an earthquake.
No, but it's still making...
It's a great showcase. Yeah. And I think that it shows all that there's nothing to be scared of.
Yeah. Yeah. Antoine, Manuel, not an earthquake, but what do you think it is?
Well, there is such a distortion between those countries and the reality in France, as I told you, and I would repeat myself, but according to me, it shows that there is an obvious situation. There is a highway around DAB+, and now all the actors from big groups to public service to independent radio stations should be humble and facing the reality and notice that there is no other way than the DAB highway or a very difficult situation facing the big groups, and now we should all handle ourselves in this direction with a positive behavior, because every group can have an advantage in getting in coming into this technology, highways for the group and the public services, and new frequencies and new cities for the independent and thematic stations, and being digitalized in a controlled and regulated system and ecosystem. And that's the most important. Radio industry always won new listeners while having and supporting new technologies and innovation. That's
that will be the word of the end. Thank you very much, Rainer Müller from BLM Germany, Ole Slot from Denmark, and Extrabladet, and Antoine Baduel from Radio FG. Stay with us for a little picture before you go to eat, and we have a little music, and we'll just go on in a few minutes with a new automotive. We're going to talk automotive just after that, so stay stay online and listen to us. And you can, of course, listen to that podcast later on the WorldDAB website or on our website. Thank you very much to all of you, and have a nice end of WorldDAB.
Thank you.
La lettre pro de la radio, le podcast.